Hello, this 5 minutes to Prophetess Psalm 91, episode 263. 263. So we're personalizing Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. And what do you say? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. There are angels watching over you, angels keeping you. Oh, you are their charge. You are the assignment. There is an angel watching over you. You are his assignment. You are their assignment. Hallelujah. So we've been looking at Zacharias' encounter with the angel. And if you are, this is the first time you're hearing me, then it means that there are a lot of things that about angels I've said that you do not, or you've not heard me say. So you have to go back to the other episodes and listen to all that was said about mighty angels and the assignments and all that. Please, you ought to do that. It will help you to understand this one. So Zachariah has had this encounter with the angel. The angel has told him, this is a three-point agenda for your son. He's going to be born. His name is John, all that. And then Zachariah opens his mouth and blurts out, whereby shall I know these things? How am I going to know that what you are saying is true? Verse 18, Luke 1:18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? Whereby shall I know that what you are saying is true? Then he, Zechariah, gives the parameters for his doubt. He gives him the parameters for his life. And what are they? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. For I am an old man. So these are the parameters, these are the reasons. This is the reason why he's judging the words spoken by an angelic being. This is why he's judging the words that is coming from God. This is why he's judging the words. What's the reason? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And I'm sure that somebody listened to me and said, but shouldn't he? Shouldn't he? After all, he's an old man. And it's not, he knows how old he is, that as old as he is, his organs are not strong. He's not working. Maybe they've not even had sex for a long time. And so naturally, he's not really wrong to say, but I'm an old man and my wife is also old. My wife has stopped having a menses a long time ago. She stopped. I don't know. So how is she ever going to bear me a child? The person was already barren. Already barren when she was 16 and fresh. She's fresh. Even when she was fresh to fresh, she couldn't produce. And now that she's old and old, how is she going to produce? So after all, is Zachariah not right? Naturally speaking, why should somebody who is a pastor be doing naturally speaking? Why should somebody who is officiating and doing things in the temple be natural? He is not the first person to have experienced this. He has an ancestor. He has somebody. He has been taught it. He knows that Abraham was older than him. Sarah was older than his wife. You see, that's what happens though. You look at Abraham, you look at Sarah, and you cannot put yourself by them. I mean, sometimes I wonder what the kind of Christian, but what do we understand by Christianity? What do we think we are doing? When we say we are Christian, what do we think we are doing? Sarah, is Abraham and Sarah. When you look at Daniel is up there, Joshua is up there, they are all up there, and you are low below them, and you are nothing. How are you going to ever go on in your Christian life if you are doing that? We are talking about Abraham. Abraham was the friend of God. And Abraham, what about you? If you are not able to take God's word like that, Christianity will be an uphill task for you. Abraham, you cannot, they are untouchables. David, those people, they are all high up there. You are nothing. You are down there, so you cannot compare yourself with them. If you do that, then it means that you are not going to go any further. And that's what people do. Jesus is up there, and you are down there. You cannot compare yourself to Jesus. And oh, it makes Christianity so hollow. How? Jesus, it is Jesus, so, and me, oh, please. You have to get a life. If you think like that, get a life. I don't think it is right. Because this is a man of God. This is somebody who was doing the work, priest in the temple. And he ought to have known that. Abraham is his ancestor. What happened to Abraham is about to happen to himself. You're blessed, bye.